Earlier this morning, we heard from Kelly Ray Tice on Wordish. Don't forget, if you are a writer and want to submit your words to us, we'd love to have them. You can find information on how to submit them at kexe.org. Kelly Ray is an artist and a writer, and she recently shared a story with us about her dog meeting another critter.
It was 6:30 a.m. on a beautiful July morning. I checked the yard for bear or other critters before I let my dog outside, as I always do. Within a minute, I heard sounds no pet owner wants to hear, like the bloody hounds of Baskerville going off. A second later, my dog sounded like she was caught in an electric fence. I flew straight out the door in my nightshirt. All I could see was her backside trying to pull away from something behind the woodpile. Me with bare legs and no weapon, out the door, I pulled my small hatchet out of the wood block. I was at her side in seconds, in warrior mode, ready to do my best or worst for her sake. I found my big black dog had a small raccoon attached to her face. I screamed and sunk my fingers into her back, grabbing a fistful of skin and fur with my bare hand. I pulled her back while raising the hatchet with my right hand. I screamed again. They both let go. A miracle. The raccoon was crumpled against the woodpile. It did not come after us. The little animal was not in good shape, but my concern was on my dog. I was thanking the stars all the way back to the house that the raccoon did not attack me. I had Izzy's collar firm as she fought me to return to finish the job. Inside the house, I washed the slime from her face with vinegar and water. I assessed the damage. One of her eyes looked questionable. All I could find in her thick black fur was a single bite on her chin. Enough, I thought. I knew that seeing a raccoon during the day was not good. They generally are nocturnal, so it most likely meant that this critter had distemper or rabies. It was unsettling to go into battle with bare legs. Perhaps my Scottish ancestors were proud of me. I was glad there wasn't a drone hovering to record the savage in me rescuing my dog. I was shaking. Now dressed in jeans and boots, with my rifle in hand, I went looking for the raccoon. I left my dog closed up in the house. I knew that I had to find and dispatch this poor little raccoon, as she did not look well. When I returned to the woodpile, he was gone. I did not want to do battle again with the sickly animal. I looked for an hour to locate the raccoon, but no luck. I let my dog outside again, and within a minute, she found the poor raccoon taking shelter in a stovepipe. I had to retrieve Izzy once again. Then I called Wildlife Control, leaving the raccoon to them. Next, I called Arrowhead Animal Clinic in Grand Rapids. I knew that my dog was up to date with a rabies shot, but their assistant said in northern Minnesota, we recommend a rabies booster after an encounter with a wild animal, even if the rabies is up to date. A dog should get vaccinated its first year, and then 1 year later, a booster shot is administered. Then it is only necessary to get a booster shot every 3 years. So we later made the trip to this clinic for a painless $20 shot. A good ending to this story. Of course, we do everything we can to keep our pets safe. But I learned more about rabies from Dr. Goman, who was working that day. He gave me much information, and I would like to share some of these interesting facts with you. They may be useful to you one day. Rabies facts. Number one, rabies attacks the nervous system and it is always 100% lethal. Two, this disease is generally transmitted by a bite or a scratch. Three, the virus is generally present in saliva, urine, fecal matter, and brain tissue, except in the case of rabbits, rats, and mice. These animals cannot transmit rabies by a bite because the virus is not present in their saliva. 4. Any mammal can get rabies, but it is generally found in raccoons, bats, skunks, fox, coyote, and even domestic animals, from cattle to cats and dogs. It is good to know that washing a bite site can effectively decrease the chance of contracting rabies. 6. If a suspicious bite occurs, treatment should be given right away for animals and humans. Do not wait to see a doctor, as a life depends on your prompt response. 7. Treatments are relatively painless for animals and humans now. They are also very affordable. We can thank Louis Pasteur and Emile Roux for developing the rabies vaccination. It was first used on a 9-year-old boy on July 6th in 1885. The boy had been mauled by a rabid dog. He was treated with the new experimental serum and he survived. I am grateful for this discovery.
That is writer and artist Kelly Ray Tice.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Reminds me of a story that a friend of mine, they had recently built a house. And they were sitting in the house and the dog began to get really agitated and went toward the bathroom. And like the toilet began to kind of shake. And the dog was looking at the toilet. And all of a sudden, a red squirrel comes up in the water. And it looks really huge, and it jumps up and bites the dog in the nose. But that red squirrel had come through the vent.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so.
Yikes.
So be careful.
Let us know if you have a story of something like that. Oh, send us an email, comments@kaxe.org. You can find information on writer Kelly Ray Tice and her artwork at ticegallery.com, T-H-E-I-S-S.